Keisha Daniels and her sons live in a Superfund site. That's a toxic waste site the Environmental Protection Agency is in charge of cleaning up because it poses a risk to human health. Keisha grew up in this neighborhood, the Calumet neighborhood, and until recently she lived in its public housing complex. It's called, it was called, West Calumet.
It feels funny standing out here. Locked out.
Now the complex is locked up behind a chain-link fence topped with barbed wire. It's mostly made up of tiny one- and two-story houses that have brown brick and white trim. They're all empty now, but the dead grass in the front yards is still dotted with EPA signs warning children who no longer live there not to play in the soil.
I didn't realize until I moved out that I don't have the basic things like dishes. You know, you had to start all over again because I left everything. I left it. Every alarm, a clock, every radio, everything was left there because I was scared to take it.
There's a reason Keisha was scared to take her things. A reason she moved out. A reason West Calumet is abandoned and fenced off. In 2016, the EPA told East Chicago's mayor they found lead and arsenic contamination over 100 times the legal limit in the soil at the West Calumet housing complex. The mayor ordered the complex evacuated. All 300-plus families, who were mostly people of color, very low income, lots of kids, they found out through letters in their mailboxes.
You know, moving isn't easy under the best of circumstances, and these were the worst of circumstances. And Keisha says public officials didn't do enough to account for that.
All of us are like a crab in a barrel. We all trying to get out, and that made the process a lot worse. I just wish they had a better plan. They should have had a plan B and a plan C.
East Chicago is often called an environmental justice community. That means it's a place where government response needs to go above and beyond the normal process to account for systemic inequality.
But for the most part, the cleanup in East Chicago has stuck to protocol. It means the community, from Keisha to school children and countless other residents, have had to take justice into their own hands.
We went to East Chicago Urban Enterprise Academy before we visited Keisha back in November 2017. That's more than a year after this city's big lead problem first became common knowledge. And that problem isn't just the lead pipes and paint you see in lots of American cities. Lead is in the ground here. It came from old factories and was dumped for years into soil that thousands of people now live on.
Keisha's son, Xavier, goes to this school. Even though it's been a year since he and his classmates first started finding out lead was a really big issue in their town, many of them still don't know how bad it is for them in their homes.
They've had trouble getting answers. So today, they're talking about test results from a project they did with the NAACP and a local university. Jalen Williams is one of the first to share his experience.
Something that happened was that I wasn't really too surprised with is that the state told my grandma that she did not have lead in her yard, but everybody else around my grandma's house has lead. So then come to figure out, my grandma does have lead in her dirt.